West Darfur State caretaker military governor, Major General Rabi Abdullah Adam, issued an order early Monday declaring the 24-hour curfew in Al Janina town effectively and immediately. A huge joint security force made up of Sudan Armed Forces, police and paramilitary rapid support forces was seen patrolling the town all day in Land Cruiser pickup. Speaking in Arabic shortly after the meeting with traditional leaders in Al Janina on Tuesday, Adam called on civilians to remain in their homes and avoid any gatherings while the government finds ways to resolve what he calls a misunderstanding.
We are urging people to avoid any forms of gatherings, and they should avoid getting close to places where security has been deployed. I have met with traditional leaders of the two groups, and they are committed to sitting down to resolve this misunderstanding.
Speaking in Arabic to South Sudan in Focus via WhatsApp, Al Janina resident Abdurrahim Abdullah says after gunfire resumed last night, residents remain indoors today. A militia group killed two people and injured five others, while other armed youth looted several houses, according to Abdullah.
There was a lot of shooting last night. They also conducted house-to-house searches looking for certain people. This process was accompanied by looting, stealing, and beating.
Abdullah says the armed militia also attacked the Abazar IDP camp and exchanged gunfire with police in the camp. He says thousands of families, including women and children, are now sheltering in schools, mosques, while others gathered in an open areas of the town.
Some have joined their relatives in their residential areas. Even residents from neighborhoods that are near to the IDP camps have had to flee their houses and seek refuge in schools and mosques. This is the situation on the ground.
Security forces deployed to patrol the town are concentrated in the downtown area, according to Abdullah. Speaking in Arabic by phone from Al Janina's Hujaj camp, which hosts nearly 3,000 internally displaced families, IDP Muhammad Arbab says about 1,000 families, mostly women and children, fled the fighting and arrived at the camp over the last 3 days.
There is a need to provide security to IDPs. We are calling on the United Nations and the transitional government to give us protection. It is now the rainy season, and they can no longer go to their farms because they will be targeted. Our lives are in danger.
Several Al Janina residents say armed militia killed one policeman Sunday night while the officer was returning from his garden. They say the incident then took an ethnic dimension between armed Arabs and the local Masalit tribe. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.